Well, joining us now, we're also talking, this is really today's dominant story, and it may be for a while in and out of the news, as the coronavirus and the impact, even on wedding dresses, I'm reading, the impact on everything having to do with the stopping of the economy in China. Now Italy taking a drastic response in Milan, essentially closing down a bunch of cities and schools. And we know that here in this country, the people that came off the Diamond Princess, the state of Alabama says, no thanks, we don't want them. And Trump said, okay, you don't have to have them. But at some point, this coronavirus is going to come to the United States of America like we've had many other serious flus and many other serious illnesses. And we have to understand how to prepare and to cope and not to panic. So joining us is Dr. Deborah Spice-Handler, the co-chief of infectious diseases at Northern Westchester Hospital. I'll open the phones for your phone calls for questions at 203-333-9422. Dr. Spice-Handler, thank you for coming on at such short notice. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
So, doctor, in your field of specialty, give us your view right now, based on what you're reading, of the coronavirus in general as a disease, as a doctor. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it's so far somewhat contained and not in our country, but of course we all heard the news about Italy today and that the virus is moving through Europe. And we've actually, you know, had cases in the U.S. most related to the cruise ship and people who had traveled to China recently and back. Right now, the flu is pandemic in our country. And my bigger concern is the flu season. And one of the problems is that, of course, people are getting the flu, and we don't want panic that people think when they have the flu that they might have the coronavirus. So the CDC is recommending it's still not too late to get the flu vaccine if you did not get the flu vaccine. In addition...
Wait, let me just stop you right there. Will getting the flu vaccine at all protect people from the coronavirus?
No, but okay. This way you know that you're more protected against the flu.
The flu.
So that if you're sick and you have those kind of symptoms, you might be more concerned if you've had the vaccine.
In other words, so as a way of determining whether you yourself are but you could get the flu vaccine but still get the flu, right?
I think my doctor said I think that we're trying to decrease the number of cases of flu out there.
Got it.
So that we're more readily available, you know, and can visualize and see patients and realize, oh, this patient didn't have a flu vaccine or they did, and
got
is
it.
This the flu or is this something we have to be concerned about, coronavirus. I think that's going to help. But the most important thing that's going to help to stop the spread of it in the United States and elsewhere is just basic infection control.
Right.
And
washing
our hands.
Here we go. Washing our hands. Keep going. Yep.
Not touching your nose and eyes after you've touched surfaces. Keeping yourself healthy and being aware of your surrounding and other sick people in the area. If you cough or sneeze and you do have a cold, don't cough out into the open air. Cough into your sleeve or into a tissue. Also, if you're going to go to a healthcare facility and you do have a respiratory virus, take precautions. Put on the mask when you go to the hospital to see someone or to your doctor.
If you can find one.
So it doesn't spread. Right, if you can find one, so
right.
It doesn't spread to someone else.
Right. And how effective are the masks in general? Like if you were flying on a plane, like I'm going to Florida next week, should I try and track down a mask and have one on the plane?
I don't think that it's at that point in the U.S. that you need to wear a mask internally. I think the virus here is fairly contained. I would say if you are going to areas that are at high risk, China, the Far East, and some of the places there, you might want to consider wearing a mask when traveling if you have to travel. Actually, the CDC is recommending not to go to those high impact areas.
I don't think the planes are flying there. Let me ask you this, doctor.
Well, there's still some going
to Japan,
South Korea, Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah. So that China, no, but the other places where there's been a lot of cases reported, there are planes going.
Well, how concerned are you as a doctor when you see the mortality rate is like, I saw it was maybe 3 maybe three, and the normal flu is 0.4, so significantly higher, but still not like Ebola, God forbid, not like smallpox or plague or something like that. As a doctor of infectious diseases, how concerned are you for the general population should the coronavirus start to be among us?
Well, I think that we all need to be concerned, as I mentioned before, about taking proper precautions, but they are working on vaccines and treatments and right now actively, but we need to be concerned. We need to take caution and be aware of our surroundings. And if anyone is ill.
That's a nice twinkle, doctor. Is that your phone?
Yeah, I'm not turning
cute.
It off.
It's cute. Yeah. It's a nice twinkle.
And I thought I had turned
it
off.
Yeah, it's okay.
And we need to be aware of other people. But again, of course, all infectious diseases are an issue, and we're always concerned about taking all these precautions to avoid spread of any illness.
But Dr. Spicehandle,
right now it's very low risk in the United
States. It's low risk. And what are
very low risk.
What are the antibiotics that this virus is responding to? Because 91 out of 100 people who are getting it are, you know, are okay. They're getting well. Does that mean they're taking any medicine, or they're just
no.
going through their system?
Right. The people who've had, most of the people who've had not such good consequences have underlying illnesses or immune suppression. Right now, most people who are healthy are able to, you know, go through the virus and get better. There is no treatment right now at all, and antibiotics do not work for a virus, and they are working on various antiviral agents to try to find one that may stop the progression or lessen the severity of the illness, but right now we don't have that.
And Tamiflu doesn't work on this one, huh?
Does not work on this, no.
It's such a great drug, Tamiflu.
Tamiflu is great for the flu. So, the other thing is, if you are concerned that you have traveled to an endemic area, an area that was involved, please call your doctor or hospital before going so they can be prepared with the proper precautions to take care of you and to avoid spread to anyone else.
In other words, if you know someone who's come back from these countries, is that what you're saying?
If you yourself have come back from somewhere, let's say Italy now, and you developed a respiratory illness and you want to go to your doctor, please call your doctor ahead of time to let them know so that the doctor's office can be prepared to treat you with the proper precautions.
So that the doctor's office isn't sitting there with a lot of patients that might get what you might have.
Right, or that the doctor can put on the staff can put on the proper
masks
and gowns to avoid contamination of others or themselves.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm reading, doctor, is that this idea that we're going to keep this virus behind a certain curtain is just preposterous. It's just not the way the world works. And so what we need to do is sort of just buckle up and prepare and not panic. That's what we need
exactly.
to do.
We need to take the everyday precautions that you should always take.
Right.
The most important being hand washing.
Hand washing. It comes down to washing our hands. Thank you, Dr. Spicehandle. Really
welcome.
Appreciate you coming on today from Northern Westchester Hospital.